You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 278. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode, and we're still catching up, but we're going to get you guys there. Today is all about Hunter Bibben, day number 70. Hunter is a senior from Owensboro, Kentucky, where he attended Apollo High School, and he is 6 foot, 5.5 inches, 308 pounds. Was battling it out at right tackle this spring, and now is battling it out for right guard. So we're going to get into some of that and our projections about this fall. But first, we're going to talk about his high school days and how his recruiting went and how he became a Notre Dame football player. So, Randall, tell us a little bit about Hunter's high school days.
Well, he actually had a long high school career. He started on the offensive line, or he was the offensive tackle for 4 years. All 4 years he was in high school. A lot of times you see these guys come in, you know, and start the last 2, maybe 3 years, but he started all 4 years. But he also played on the defensive line. He was a long snapper, and he handled the punts and the kicks.
When you say handled, he did the punts and the kicks.
Yeah. So I'd say that was a big kicker. I don't know if they didn't want their kicker get taken out during the game, but I'm not sure what the situation was, but he did handle the punts and the kicks. He ended up being an Under Armour All-American at the Under Armour game. He was actually a team captain for the black team, I think. And his coach said he was the top offensive lineman in the Under Armour game. He came in to Notre Dame as the 43rd ranked player on 24/7, highly ranked guy. And, I'll stay with the high school thing. He also played basketball and was a starter on the state championship team. And he also won the state title for shot put his senior year, 55 feet, 3.75 inches. So he launched it pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm trying to remember what it was at our high school. I'm thinking it was like maybe like 30 feet.
I can't remember.
I don't remember exactly, but
definitely wasn't 55.
No,
feet,
it wasn't.
Let's put it
wasn't
that way.
It wasn't that far.
But then some of the stuff while he was being recruited. In 2010, his dad passed away, and his dad was always at his football games and had a big influence on him, and it kind of. After his dad passed away, it seemed like he was more determined to succeed on the football field and became more aggressive and was looking for those offers. And he actually came to Notre Dame during the summer, would have been 2011, and was at the lineman camp. And Notre Dame was the MVP of the lineman camp there at Notre Dame. And he was hoping to get an offer from Notre Dame that week, but Brian Kelly was gone, so he didn't get one, and he kept waiting on it. And then his recruiter was Tim Hinton, and Ed Warner would have been the offensive line coach, but they both left to go to Ohio State, so that kind of he didn't really know what was happening. I mean, he was still hoping for the offer from Notre Dame, but kind of doing this research, kind of funny, he did finally get his offer in 2012. From Chuck Martin, and it was through Facebook Messenger. It seems you forget it was only a couple years ago we didn't use Twitter.
Facebook Messenger, was that like a text offer? Did he send over a document?
I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean?
Actually, I'm just kidding. Facebook Messenger.
You use it, don't you?
Very rarely. Maybe one message
friends.
A month.
Oh, well. I use it more than that, but I don't use it a ton.
Yeah. No, it's just funny to think that in 2012 they would still use Facebook Messenger, which they still might with some recruits.
But, Randall, with Twitter, you're so limited.
Well, I don't think they would have sent him the offer over Twitter.
I'm just talking about how
they communicated.
In some ways, it's almost like they were ahead of their time.
Yeah,
because it does seem weird to to give an offer out over Facebook Messenger. I do agree with you.
But he got that offer from Notre Dame and ended up committing to Notre Dame, obviously. And he was ranked higher than some of the players in that class, but it seems like he's never really been able to crack the starting lineup at Notre Dame. And what, he didn't play his freshman year, and then 2014 he did see game time in five different games. He played against Rice, Michigan, Stanford, North Carolina, and Florida State, which that was on special teams, but he did play against Florida State that year.
The good thing about Hunter is that he can play guard and tackle, and so I think if he doesn't nail down the starting job at right guard, I do think he would be the next guy in. If someone's injured or someone is struggling, I think he'd be the sixth offensive lineman to get in the game.
And he's played at different positions. I mean, he was a tackle, he was a guard, and he was actually center in the Under Armour game. He was actually the start. He was the center for that game. So he has gotten reps at center. So he's a guy that you want to keep around, is a good quality backup for any of the positions on the offensive line.
As far as projections, I do think he's going to win the starting job at right guard.
I'm not quite sure yet. I'll have to see what happens in fall camp before I say that.
Well, of course, but projection, Randall.
He's going to be the backup.
After fall camp, it's no longer projection.
I think he's going to be the first. I'll say he'll be the first player in.
Okay. All right, that's all we've got for Hunter Bithen, guys. Thank you for listening. Check back.
His Twitter, yes. And Instagram are the same. It's at Hunter Bithen. So basically his name, pretty simple.
I wish my name would be that easy to spell.
I agree.
Well, yours is simple. Well, maybe not your Twitter
name. No, I'm talking about you. I agree. I wish your name was easy to spell.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Do check back for the next episode, which is Logan Plants for day 69. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.